The end result, the Chinese junk itself, is a pleasing object, as are at least three intermediate stages in the embryology, namely the catamaran, the box with two lids, and the picture frame. The whole performance does indeed remind me of the foldings and invaginations that the membranes of an embryo undergo as it morphs itself from blastula to gastrula to neurula. I learned to make the Chinese junk as a boy from my father, who at about the same age had acquired the skill at his boarding school. A craze for making Chinese junks, initiated by the school matron, had spread through the school in his time like a measles epidemic, then died away also like a measles epidemic. 26 years later, when that matron was long gone, I went to the same school. I reintroduced the craze, and it again spread like another measles epidemic, and then again died away. The fact that such a teachable skill can spread like an epidemic tells us something important about the high fidelity of mimetic transmission. We may be sure that the junks made by my father's generation of schoolboys in the 1920s were in no general respect different from those made by my generation in the 1950s.
We could investigate the phenomenon more systematically by the following experiment. A variant of the childhood game of Chinese whispers. American children call it telephone. Take 200 people who've never made a Chinese junk before and line them up in 20 teams of 10 people each. Gather the heads of the 20 teams around a table and teach them, by demonstration, how to make a Chinese junk. Now send each one off to find the second person in his own team and teach that person alone, again by demonstration, to make a Chinese junk. Each second generation person then teaches the third person in her own team, and so on until the 10th member of every team has been reached. Keep all the junks made along the way and label them by their team and generation number for subsequent inspection.
I haven't done the experiment yet, I'd like to, but I have a strong prediction of what the result will be. My prediction is that not all of the 20 teams will succeed in passing the skill intact down the line to their 10th members, but that a significant number of them will. In some of the teams there will be mistakes, perhaps a weak link in the chain will forget some vital step in the procedure, and everyone downstream of the mistake will then obviously fail. Perhaps Team 4 gets as far as the catamaran, but falters thereafter. Perhaps the 8th member of Team 13 produces a mutant somewhere between the box with two lids and the picture frame, and the 9th and 10th members of his team then copy the mutated version. Now, of those teams in which the skill is transferred successfully to the 10th generation, I make a further prediction. If you rank the junks in order of generation, you will not see a systematic deterioration of quality with generation number. If, on the other hand, you were to run an experiment identical in all respects except that the skill transferred was not origami but copying a drawing of a junk, there would definitely be a systematic deterioration in the accuracy with which the Generation 1 pattern survived to Generation 10.
In the drawing version of the experiment, all the Generation 10 drawings will bear some slight resemblance to the Generation 1 drawing. And within each team, the resemblance would more or less steadily deteriorate as you proceed down the generations. In the origami version of the experiment, by contrast, the mistakes would be all or none. They'd be digital mutations. Either a team would make no mistakes, and the Generation 10 junk would be no worse and no better on average than that produced by Generation 5 or Generation 1, or there would be a mutation in some particular generation, and all downstream efforts would be complete failures, often faithfully reproducing the mutation.